Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.
This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories for WGBH in Boston, and I'm sitting with Gary Mott in Studio O. O for outside the WGBH building. GBH has been moving to a new building a mile down the road, and for the last 2 months, people have been leaking out of WGBH a department at a time. I've been here, well, in that building, about 35 years on and off.
35 years, wow.
35 years, and we're among the very last to be moved out. Frankly, I'm beginning to wonder if I'm ever going to get out of that place alive.
I'll carry you.
You know, the old GBH is full of memories, and walking away from it, I know, is very sweet sorrow. Last week, I sat down with one of our colleagues, Marcia Hulley, the day that she was slated to take off at the new building, and I asked her to tell me what it meant to her to be leaving this space behind.
There is a mockingbird that sometimes comes to the GBH parking lot, and the mornings when I hear it, I just feel like, oh, the day's going to be wonderful. And I hadn't heard it in a while, and I was wondering if it was coming back. And yesterday, it was in the parking lot. So I listened for a while. How sad I was to be leaving. It may be harder to connect in the new building. What are our relationships going to be like? I don't know. There aren't as many public spaces. Where the hell am I going to put my stuff?
It's hard to throw a donut out when you've attached a meaning to it, you know?
I have been here 27 years. How much of my personal history has died up here, like meeting my husband here? I accepted his wedding proposal at the Blizzard party. I would bring my kids in to do kids' voiceovers and to do promos, and they would come in and color while I worked, and there's a place for you and me called Toontown.
They were so cute.
And the amazing engineers and producers and secretaries who've been in this building, people you chat with that make your life richer, because they're, you know, they're how you begin your day, they're how you end your day. A shared history. I don't think it happens much anymore. I don't think there are many places where people stay a very long time anymore. And I love walking down that hallway. Master control and the guy sitting in there and all the monitors and just the sheer amazement of that volume of stuff. Oh my gosh. The front desk, the beautiful orange flower that appeared there for a while. Alice in the library, always helpful, always cheerful. And Studio A. I went into the dark studio and walked it like a cat walks a room to thank it. All the productions. Dancers and jazz musicians and poets and interview shows and the control room and auction and the craziness at 3 a.m. when it finally ended and Dizzy Gillespie sitting in the lobby or Vincent Price or James Earl Jones or Captain Kangaroo. Mr. Rogers walked down that corridor and turned and stuck his head in to Jim McKenna and said, "So how are things in your neighborhood today?" And Jim almost paused, you know. The scene doc, which is no longer there, and the craft shop, which you could count on for the smell of sawdust and the sound of saws, and to know we were making things, you know, that we were making television and Zoom. And there is a wall of photographs that the Zoomers sent. Thousands of photographs left behind as a thank you, I think. And goodbye to my office and the satellite dishes and the sunsets over Western Avenue, which were always called the God Show. And the window that looked out over the business school parking lot where on certain rainy days you could find rainbows. There's a lot of history in this building. You can feel it. Dolly Cahill and Bill Busick and Fran Mahard, Greg Harney and Sully and Greg McDonald and Natasha Estebanez and Trish Lawless and Barbara Carey and Larry D'Onofrio, people who were each characters in their own right, who gave their lives to this place. Oh, are their spirits going to come to the new building? Last night I felt all these things and wrote a very long email to my husband about all the times, the people. I mean, I started on the switchboard. I have stories about that. You know, all the just whatever came into my heart and head last night. He wrote, "I can understand why leaving the building would call up all those vivid feelings. As you contemplate the new building, it's probably worth reminding yourself that those things are in the past because time passes, not because you're changing buildings. But the wonderful thing about being alive and being human is that the whole tapestry of experience, emotions as well as sensations, stays with you if you let it. Everything you described in your email is alive inside you and always will be. In fact, you are a better vessel to carry those memories than any building can be." It will be different. And that some of that may be really good. You know, I mean, new ways of thinking, new people, new contacts. There's a lot of business people in the new building. I mean, maybe it will inspire me to get better clothing. There will be new proximities. Maybe that will enable all kinds of new things to happen. I like to think of GBH as a place where people are acknowledged in its best incarnations. It does that well. So there's a lot of good stuff that's coming. It's just, I don't know what they are yet.
That was Marcia Hulley with our last morning story from the old WGBH. For the next 3 weeks, we are going to be without a studio. So we're actually going to bring you something we hope you'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm. We've produced 3 half-hour radio shows mm-hmm. that have been broadcast on WGBH. They have not been podcast, though.
Yeah, there's some new material in there. And also, it's some of the stories that maybe you have heard before, but
that's right.
Next to each other. And we're discovering that when you get two stories to talk to each other, a kind of third, bigger story sometimes seems to come out of that.
These are half-hour downloads here.
Yeah.
So be sure and make space.
And we'd love to hear from you about them. We'd also, in these coming 3 weeks, like to ask a personal favor. Call it our story outreach project. If any of our stories have spoken to you and made you appreciate something new about yourself, and we hear from you, so we know that that's the case, then why not pass the experience on? Share it with a friend. You know, sit them down in a comfortable place, put a nice warm cup of something in their hand, and have them listen.
Does it have to be a friend?
They'll be a friend by the time they listen to a story. I'd
there
like
you
to
go.
Hope so.
Co-worker,
you
a
know,
relative.
And let them hear something that moved you. I mean, there's a whole world of people out there who may have heard about podcasting, but they're simply afraid to try it, right?
That's right.
They think it's going to be different. They think it's going to be hard to learn. Why? Because they haven't heard their first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So show them it's no different from a good radio show, only friendlier and more personal. Let them listen to a morning story, maybe that you've kept on your MP3 player or on your computer. And then, if they really like it, direct them to our archive, where they can hear even more stories.
Our archive has 131 podcasts available for streaming on our website, wgbh.org/morningstories. And we always love to hear from you. morningstories@wgbh.org.
Think of it as a kind of Tupperware party.
You know, there have been so many developments in Tupperware. Have you seen the Tupperware now that has the lid that actually clicks on the bottom?
So no.
So that you can keep your lids and your Tupperware together. Yes.
Well, you see, that's how Tupperware parties work. Somebody who's into Tupperware shows you the joys of Tupperware, and then you leave their house and you want to have Tupperware in your house. Well, it's the same idea for morning stories. Call it the Story Outreach Project or the Morning Stories Tupperware Party. Please consider doing that. So we'll catch you next week with the beginning of our radio Morning Stories pilot series, and then after that, we'll be back with new stories from the new building. See you then.
Adios, mi casa.
Oh, and by the way, Gare, I ran into Marcia Holly the other day.
Oh, yeah? You know what'd she say?
The new building?
Yeah.
She heard a red bird singing.